Stark dictating on Joseph Moss, M-A-S, M as in Mary, M-A-S, Moss, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Date of birth is date of birth is 1/5/1940. Please make copy for Brittany Walden, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y. Walden is W-A-L-D-E-N, A-R-N-P. Next paragraph. Dear Brittany, thank you for sending Joseph Mass for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 82-year-old white male who has been overweight and has a history of mixed hyperlipidemia and coronary artery disease, has been experiencing shortness of breath. With minimal activity, and has not been able to ambulate much. Patient also complains of leg edema and orthopnea. He denied any chest pains or palpitations or fever schistosis. And he has had a chest x-ray done recently, which showed no acute findings and no evidence of pulmonary edema or pleural effusions, period. There was evidence of hyperinflation with bibasilar scarring and cardiomegaly, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of obesity and hypertension, history of prostatic hypertrophy and hyperlipidemia. He also has anxiety and denies history of snoring or sleep apnea. There is no recent CT chest or PFTs. I'm sorry, PFT done. And the 2D echo showed mild aortic valve stenosis and moderate pulmonary hypertension. And the right ventricular cavity size was normal. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient denies history of smoking. He does not drink any alcohol. Next paragraph. Allergies, no significant drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history. Mother had a history of depression, and he is unaware of the cause of death. Can you please also add in the past history? Past history also includes intermittent atrial fibrillation, period. Next paragraph. Med list included tamsulosin 5 milligrams daily, I'm sorry, 0.4 milligrams daily, finasteride 5 milligrams daily, and Lasix 20 milligrams daily, trazodone 100 milligrams at night, and terazosin 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has leg swelling. He has shortness of breath and some wheezing. Denies coughing spells. He has constipation and no abdominal pains or reflux. He has palpitations and leg edema. He also has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has headaches and dizzy attacks. He has anxiety. And he has fatigue. He denies any urinary symptom. I'm sorry, he does have urinary frequency and trouble voiding. Next paragraph, I'm sorry, next line, the patient has had cataract surgery. Next paragraph, physical exam, this moderately obese elderly white male. Was alert, no acute distress, mild pallor, no clubbing, there's mild peripheral edema, and no lymphadenopathy. Skin turgor was good. Blood pressure is 110 over 70, pulse is 85, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 212 pounds, saturation 94. HENT anomalous, people's reactive and equal. Sclera were clear, throat was mild, injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. Breath sounds are diminished towards the periphery. There are occasional crackles at the right base. Heart sounds are regular, irregular S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities real mild peripheral edema with varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus, there are no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression. Number one is dyspnea. Number two is chronic respiratory insufficiency. Number three is paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Number four is hypolipidemia. Number five is prostatic hypertrophy. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CTA of the chest and a complete pulmonary function study. A CVC and a complete metabolic profile was ordered, and the patient's uh, 2D echo to be done this year. He will use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, and continue with diuretic therapy. weight loss was discussed, and also advised him to have a polysomnographic study to evaluate him for sleep apnea. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation copy for Brittany Walden, W-A-L-D-E-N. Brittany Walden, A-R-N-P. Thank you, this talk to Susan. Can you please add in the final diagnosis? I'm sorry. Can you add in the past history? History of coronary artery disease in the past history. Thank you. Thank you. And in the end, please write, thank you for this consultation. It's Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.